This episode of Game Time 915 includes affiliate promotions. When you use our link or promo code, we may earn a small commission that helps us continue bringing you coverage of local sports and entertainment. Thanks for supporting the show.
Yeah. You know what time it is. From the hardwood to the field. It's game time. 915. Yeah.
Borderland lights, city ready to ride. El Paso heat, we bring that pride. Coaches tall, players rise. Fans loud, we electrify. It's game time, 915. Turn the lights up high. Where the real ones play and the stories come alive.
F-F-S-E-N, where the game meets the story.
Welcome to Game Time 915. It's Friday, folks. A lot of games going on around here, going around the borderland for sure today. There's basketball tournaments going on. So we got high school boys and girls basketball tournaments going on all over the city. A lot of games, a lot of teams playing, and definitely going to impact the power rankings when they come out on Tuesday of next week for sure. We're not going to really delve specifically into a particular high school game or the top 10. Just want to acknowledge that there's games going on. Get out there and support these young men and women as they play. We're going to look at the area high school football playoff games coming up today. We've got three El Paso teams still playing, Andrus, El Dorado, and Eastwood. And so we just kind of want to just touch on those games real quick and kind of give our assessment and our take on that. We're going to start with the Andrus versus Melissa game. Pretty evenly matched teams here, to be honest with you. Now, Melissa is ranked number 3 in the state in 5-2A, and Andrus is ranked 18th. But Andrus is 9-2, Melissa's 8-2. Pretty evenly matched as far as the statistics, right? Andrus has put up 469 points. Melissa's scored 494 points. And Andrus is only giving up 180 to Melissa's 147. So they've got two really good defenses and offenses going head-to-head here. And I think this game is going to really come down to, in order for Andrus to win, Jamari Milton is going to have a good game. And he's going to have to do it with both his legs and his arm. I think if that young man can step up to the moment, Andrus can actually pull off this win. I think their defense is going to be solid enough and stout enough to keep them in the game. And I think it's going to take Milton coming through in the end to really give them that opportunity. If he plays well, I think they give themselves a really good chance to win their game because I think their running game, I think, is going to be really stout. They will have players returning back off of injury to complement him on the running side. And so if they can even sniff that 262 yards per game average that they're doing, and if Jamari can give them 200 yards passing, maybe two touchdowns, and get Clayton really involved in the game, I think Andrus can actually pull this off. But there's a lot of ifs, right? And we got this same where I'm from in Virginia. If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas, right? They've got to play the game, but I think that if they can go out there and not let the moment get too big for them and Jamari can step up like that, I really think that Andrus can punch their ticket on to the next round. That's a really good football team, but they're going up against a really good football team in Melissa, for sure. Now, so Andrus, let's see, Julian Hernandez leads him 104.8 yards per game. Then you got Carmelo Jones as well that's putting up some big numbers. Then you got Jamari Milton at 173.5 passing yards. And then Jamari leads them at 219 total yards per game. I think that number for him is going to have to be in the 250 area. For Andrews to actually be in this game, I think he's going to have to be in that 250 area total yards. And I think 200 of that is going to have to come with him throwing the ball. And I think Avant Clayton is going to have to be a big part of this. Like, Clayton and Jamari Milton, I think, are going to have to be a big part of this to get them over the hump. Just my opinion. And so if all that can happen, I think Andrews punches their ticket on to the next round. Next game we want to look at, and again, this is another really, really, really close matchup here, is El Dorado and Richland. El Dorado plays Richland today at 7 p.m. in Lubbock, Texas, at Jones AT&T Stadium. Andrews plays today at 7 p.m. as well, and they're playing a neutral game, and I want to say that game is at Friendship. That game is at Friendship High School. All right, so El Dorado is averaging 56.7 points per game, and Richland is averaging 44.9. Both teams have given up. I mean, El Dorado's given up 344 points. Richland's given up 349. So their defenses are pretty even. El Dorado's offense, though, 624 points per game to 494. Here's where I think the tail of the tape comes into play. Whichever team's running game gets stopped loses this game. El Dorado, 356 yards rushing per game to 254 for Richland. I think this is going to be another one of those games where it's kind of like the Andrews game. I think that Booth, Bryson Booth is going to have to really step up here, because Ron Estrada is going to see 7-8 in the box if he doesn't. Booth and Jadarius Sanders are going to have big games here to give Andrews an opportunity. And Sanders has shown that he can do that. In the last game, he just went off. And so him and Booth are going to have another big showing here to help Ryan Estrada in order to give El Dorado the opportunity to advance. Total yards per game at 547 to 473. Andrews' favor. There's no real – they haven't played any common opponents. Now, we'll say this. El Dorado is undefeated on the road. They're 5-0 on the road. They lost the one home game. And many people will say that they didn't get challenged in their district. But I think they played enough. They played some really good non-district games that – challenge them enough to give them an opportunity to win this game. I think Ryan Estrada is going to do what Ryan Estrada does. He's going to need help from Booth and Sanders in order to give them an opportunity to win this game. I don't see it being 77-76, but I think it's going to be a high scoring game, and I'm gonna. In my opinion, and I've said this, El Dorado, Eastwood, and Andrews were three of the top five teams in the city. And I thought going into the year that those three teams had the best opportunity to advance to 2-3 rounds in the playoffs. So when I say this, people are going to be like, I'm being a homer, but I think that if Booth and Jadarius Sanders can step up just like at the El Dorado game, the Andrews game, I think that El Dorado can win this game. And I think that El Dorado gives themselves a great opportunity to advance. So, yeah, I really do think El Dorado can win this game. And then the third game is the Eastwood game, Eastwood versus Byron Nelson. All things even, points per game, very even, defense very even. These are two stout defenses going head-to-head. Last week, Eastwood had to play their, I think it was their JV quarterback, came up and got his first varsity start last week. And I got to tell you, folks, the young man played very well. That's one of the things about young players is when they don't know no better, they don't know no better. And he went out there and he played. And I give kudos to the coaching staff for getting him ready, right? But now here's the thing. I'm trying to bring up stats because I want to see something. Let's see. DeVries. Because I haven't heard this, but Kingston Jeffries did not play last week. I heard he was injured. I don't know how serious that injury is. I don't know if he's back. If he's back, somebody please tell me. Let me know. Let your boy know so I'm not out here in the wind. But against Friendship, DeVries went. Let's see. Bentley DeVries went. Against, this is in Friendship. First varsity start. Playoff games. He goes 15 for 21, 175 yards passing and a touchdown. He's going to have to replicate that again. He played against Pebble Hills, went 4 for 5, played against Coronado, 1 for 2. He was 4 for 11 against Montwood, but then 4 for 5, 15 for 21 in his first varsity start in the playoffs. And then he ran the ball 10 times for 34 yards. They're going to need that again from him. I don't know if he can do it, y'all. I hope this young man proves me totally wrong. I really do, because I think that fully healthy, Eastwood makes a run. I think all three of these teams make a run, fully healthy. And like I said, I don't know if Jeffries is back. Kingston Jeffries is back. This is a whole different conversation. But if they still have to go with the sophomore that was the JV quarterback and got his first varsity start last week, I don't know if he can replicate that. And I think Eastwood loses his game. But if Kingston Jeffries is the quarterback, different story, and I think Eastwood has a very good chance to win with him as the quarterback. And so we're going to take a quick break here and we'll be right back and I'll give you guys my final predictions on these games and what I think is going to happen. I'll be right back.
Let's go!
Let's start across!
Let's go to the moon! For the first time!
No thanks. I drink Aspire Healthy Energy Drinks. Just half the caffeine of those other drinks. So they're perfect for life's everyday, unextreme moments. Moments like joining that meeting that should have been an email. Hi, Susan. Getting the motivation to go on a walk. And honestly, just staying up past 8 p.m. Aspire Energy Drinks also have zero sugar, zero calories, and are made with natural caffeine from green tea, which means no crashes, no jitters, and no anxiety.
No one cares about your muscles.
Half the caffeine is still packed with all the flavor, with choices like mixed berry, strawberry watermelon, raspberry acai, and more.
This is good. And chill.
Life is intense enough. Drink the energy drink designed with real life and moderation in mind. Aspire Energy Drinks. Refreshingly unextreme energy.
Less clutter, more clarity. This is Distill Union, where smart design meets real life. From wallets that snap shut just right, to eyewear that's built to last, every detail is made to simplify your day. No flash, no fuss. Just clean lines, clever function, and modern style that moves with you. Distill Union, smart by design. Simplify your everyday. Use promo code FSEN and receive 20% off your entire order.
Tona leggings, the ultimate blend of style and performance in gym leggings. With a 100% fit and happiness guarantee, these are the last black leggings you will ever need.
All right, we're back here. So, as we kind of wind down on this show, this is going to be a quick one. Like I said, we just wanted to look at the high school matchups, touch on a few things, and be in and out, get you guys ready for tonight's games. That Eastwood game, they play, let me bring it up real quick. I had it up and dropped it. So Eastwood plays six p.m. today against Byron Nelson. Neutral game site. So that'll be the last game. They play first. They'll kick it off first, and then you'll have El Dorado and Andrus. Okay. So here are our predictions for these games. We are predicting, I'm going to predict an Andrus victory. I'm going to predict an El Dorado victory. If Kingston Jeffries is back, I'm going to say that Eastwood wins. But if Kingston Jeffries is not the quarterback for Eastwood, I think Eastwood loses against Byron Nelson. That's our predictions. That's our picks. I'm sure that the chat will go crazy with that and people will tell me that I'm a homer, but I really think that if Andrus and El Dorado are fully healthy and play to their – well, I really think if all three of these teams are healthy and play to their full potential, they win. But I think it's going to be tough for a backup second start quarterback to win in the playoffs. That's just my take on it. That's just been my experience from coaching is, it's tough. But again, these young men step up in these situations and they can prove me wrong. I hope they prove me wrong. I really do hope they prove me wrong, because I think an El Paso team does need to make a run, and I feel like someone is going to make a run this year. But I think that Andrus and El Dorado have a chance to win. We shall see here later today. I'm sure I'll hear about it in the on social media. If I'm wrong or right, I'm sure I'll hear about it. No problem. That's what we do. But, hey, we are going to wrap up this show, folks. I thank you guys for continuing to watch us as we continue to do this rebrand of the network. Continue to tune in. Thank you, guys. Be blessed. Have a good weekend. Be safe. Go support some high school sports.